It was just after sunrise when Julia Kramer found the ring. She was walking her dog through a small park in Eugene, Oregon. Same path as always. Same leash, same boots, same quiet. But that morning, something glinted in the grass near a bench.
She bent down.
It was a gold wedding band. Worn smooth on one side, but with three initials etched faintly inside, TMR. She picked it up, slipped it into her coat pocket, and walked home. She almost forgot about it.
Almost.
But that small object, a ring no bigger than a coin, would unravel a secret tied to a man who disappeared 6 years earlier. This is Human Echoes, and I'm your host. Welcome to Episode 6, The Lost Ring. Julia posted about the ring in a local Facebook group. She included a picture, asked if anyone recognized it.
No response.
She brought it to the police station, hoping someone had filed a missing item report.
They hadn't.
But the initials stayed with her.
TMR.
She asked around the park. A maintenance worker remembered seeing a man sitting alone on that bench many times. Quiet, always wearing a faded jacket. But not recently. That night, out of curiosity, Julia started searching public records. She typed the initials into missing persons databases. There were hundreds of results. But one caught her eye.
Thomas Michael Rourke.
Disappeared in 2017. Last seen. Just 3 blocks from the park. The details were sparse.
Age 38.
No known relatives. Reported missing by a neighbor. Julia dug deeper. She found an old flyer. There was a photo, and in it, Thomas was wearing a gold wedding band. She sent an email to the Eugene Police Department. 2 weeks later, a detective called her back. The ring, it turned out, was never mentioned in Thomas's case file. There was no evidence of a wife.
No known partner.
No missing jewelry. The case had gone cold. No signs of foul play. No credit card activity.
He just vanished.
But the initials matched. And the ring was confirmed to be his. The detective told Julia that this changed things. Because now, they had reason to believe Thomas hadn't left town. He'd been in the area. Possibly living off-grid. Possibly hiding. Julia asked why someone would hide for 6 years.
The detective paused. Then said,
"Sometimes people disappear to escape something. Sometimes they disappear because they're afraid of being found." They searched the woods behind the park. Found an old, collapsed tent. Some torn pages from a book.
No ID. No body.
But something else. A notebook with one phrase written over and over again. "I'm not who they say I am."
No explanation.
No name. Just that sentence.
We like to believe every lost object has an owner. Every mystery, a resolution. But sometimes, a ring is just a ring. And sometimes, it's what someone chose to leave behind. Thomas Rourke was never found. The case was reopened, then shelved again. No family came forward. No one claimed the ring. Julia kept it for a while, on her kitchen counter. Then, one rainy afternoon, she walked back to the same bench. And left it there.
She says, "I don't know what happened to him. But I think he wanted to let go of something. I just happened to be the person who picked it up."
Some disappearances are dramatic.
Some are planned.
Others happen so quietly. No one even realizes they've begun. This was Human Echoes.
I'm your host.
Until next time, stay open, stay curious, and if you find something on the ground, ask yourself,
was it lost? Or left behind?